welcome to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. And I mean, much like moths to a flame, these upper-level demons just seem to hone in on our protagonist. Let's just get right into the action. What is up with that?
I mean, they have scouting abilities.
Yeah, I mean, the secret village that has been secret for all this time just happens to be found just as Tanjiro happens to be there. Is that supposed to be believable?
Yeah. I mean, you could say it's a... You see in the towards the end where Muzan has eyes on Nezuko as she gains another power. This is spoiler podcast, by the way, so we're gonna spoil a lot. Not spoiling from the manga, obviously.
We might do
but
that
yeah,
later.
She gains the yeah after the podcast is done.
No, later in the podcast. Be warned.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I just assume you know everything, so yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's been 2-3 months since we did the last podcast about the Mugen Train and the Season 2 Entertainment District.
Yes, the
Entertainment District. And I reread from the Entertainment District the whole manga. And... I think I felt a little bit better about the ending this time. I read it, so yeah, that's a good thing, maybe.
Yeah, I definitely hope that's a good thing. I mean, if you read it the third time, maybe it'll be even better, right?
Yeah, it could be. I just know that the first time I read it, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, third time's a charm and all of that, right? But anyway, I mean, they've been hammering out these seasons. And, I mean, I don't know why they tried to cram every arc into a 12-episode season. You know, do you think it's just the money aspect or something like that? Because of these arcs don't have to be an entire season, right?
I feel like they done the manga justice, at least in this season. I kind of don't really know if it's money things or something, but I know they make a hell of a lot of money from Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really colorful and good, and I expect it's very true to the source. But when all is said and done, I mean, it's quite short fights, right? Like, at the base value, it's only like a couple of, maybe not even, I mean, it's a couple of hours of fighting.
Yeah,
and then we're done, right? And this is the entire arc.
At least one of the demons, maybe not the main fighting guy, more like a scouting the jar demon, could say is.
But none of them have died in 115 years or so. So I mean, he can certainly fight, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Demon Slayers have been around for quite a while as well, so yeah. And now suddenly there's upper-level demons are falling right and left.
Yeah, and it's it has to do with the Mark manifesting in Tanjiro, Mukito, Tokito, the Mist Hashira, and also Kanjiro. Love Hashira, getting the Demon Slayer mark. Um,
right?
Then, also, they haven't really been finding these upper demon people.
So I just find it a little weird, though, because we had like we have like a higher hierarchy of demons, and we met Rui in one of the first seasons, and he was like a lower something or other, and then I feel we just kind of skipped the entire lower section. Yeah, and now we're never gonna see them again. So yeah, okay. But I know that, like, I mean, Tanjo is probably going to be in very tired again after all of this fighting, so it's going to be like another couple of months before he can fight again, probably, because that's how this story works. Tanjo yeah. is Hospital always exhausted.
And the new sword arc.
I kind of wish he wasn't always brought so low after every fight. But yeah, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been maybe a year since he started Demon Slaying Academy, or...
Really? Because I feel like he's been unconscious for a year, and he's been fighting for a year, so 50-50, yeah, maybe.
They spent two months unconscious or in a coma after Entertainment District.
Yeah. But we did get to skip... the coward and the beasts, as I like to call them.
Yeah. I mean...
they do have some positive aspects. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of missed Zenitsu this time around. I just feel he's the comic relief character that brightens everything. Also, I love his fighting style. How he goes unconscious and... almost a drunken master fighting everything.
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
I mean, sure. And I mean, this time I kind of get it, because they do show that the two of them are training as hard as Tanjiro, almost. So it kind of follows that they are also adapting and getting more skilled. But I kind of feel it weird that they still manage to keep up. And, I think it's in the cards, and I think the next arc spoils this. But I wouldn't be surprised if they can keep up with Tanjiro even when he promotes, right?
Probably. I'm not in the...
I'm not in the spoiling mood. Okay, yeah. Okay, sure.
No. I mean, yeah. We get the hints towards the end how things are going. I mean, Tanjiro gets a new OP sword.
Yeah, I like this ending because I feel like he did a lot of it himself, even though he only fought half the battle. While the love Hashira fought the other half. So, yeah.
Yeah. And also you have Genja put into there.
Ah, did he really do anything?
I mean, he kind of had this good moments. I really liked the character.
I thought it was just an internal struggle, trying to like portray like the inner battle or something like that. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, but then again, you have this special ability to eat demon flesh to regenerate and perhaps gain power of some of the skills. I feel like it's needed, maybe, to have. Also, it's... Yeah, no, I'm not going to go there. also, we get to see the backstory of Genja with his brother, the Wind Hashira. So that's kind of nice to get a little more substance over there.
Yeah, sure. We get quite a lot of backstory. I think that's one of the memes of this show. Backstory Slayer. Yeah. I do get that. There's like every time someone is introduced and like they have a near-death moment... Or when the demons are about to die, we get the backstory. and we've gotten it quite a lot now, so.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of surprised me is they didn't put in the backstory for the Waze guy or a Jar.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in the manga or if it was some special book or something.
Yeah, but basically everyone has their parents.
His backstory was that he, his parents drowned. And then he went on a rampage a little later and he stuffed some kids in the jar and kept them there and they died.
All right.
Then. And then the parents from the kids tried to stab him. And yeah, and then Musan showed up and wanted him to join his army.
Yeah, there was some like weird thing that he's, I never told a lie or something like that. So of course he, and that was a lie as well, so... I don't know what the point was, but yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the most important fact here is that the possibility of death, which we thought was always there because of, what's his name, Flame Hashira, bro, that everyone loved. Yeah. Because of him dying... we always think that death could lurk behind every corner, but nah. The one with three wives survived. Everyone seems to survive. Even Nezuko survives now, so yeah. Stakes are gone again, I think, until someone dies. Yeah, it's gonna be my
view. I'm just gonna say, you have a thing coming.
Okay.
Just so you know. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna go a Kamiga kill. Later on.
Okay. Well, that is interesting. But considering we don't know that many people yet, right?
Yeah. I mean, they already announced the next arc. It's not really arc. It's an arc, but 2-3 episodes maybe. The Hashira training arc.
Yes. And I mean, and
then you have the Infinity Castle arc,
yeah,
and then the last arc is gonna come after that. So maybe we have 24 episodes total, maybe a little more.
24 episodes and 5 films, maybe, right?
Yeah,
they like.
Yeah, I mean, the Hashira training arc could be a movie, and the other ones could be a. 2-course season.
They like doubling up though, so yeah.
Yeah.
Summary, I mean, film the and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean I do get this though, because things have been going very smoothly lately. After they killed the brother sister combo, things have been going very smoothly for them. Kill after kill. So yeah. I suspect there would be some adversity in the near future.
Yeah.
Do you want to spoil who, or maybe hint to the upper one, swords guy? Is he the guy we see in the dreams?
No.
He's not the same guy.
No, he's not the same guy.
Okay. All right.
But he is related.
Yeah, everyone's related. They started with that reincarnation seeing things.
Yeah.
Thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to say he's related to.
Okay. Yeah, well, thematically that might make sense. All right, then.
Yeah.
I mean, music is on point, as always.
Yeah, I mean, the music is perfect. It's very well done. Man with the Mission. I love them. They're great. The one thing I can't shake off my head, and we have praised Demon Slayer for its animation many times, and I have to praise them a lot for what they've done this season, especially Mitsurui, Sword. And everything, how they done that. But I can't really understand how they can move, or how they can do god tier animation and then go on to do the CGI fish CGI dragon wood. I mean, it's just bad in the Mugen Train also. I don't know if it's just me. It's just horrible. And it put a stain on the show that, yeah.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, I actually didn't really... I saw it was there, but I didn't really care. I don't know. The dragon thing really didn't interest me that much because, well, it didn't seem like it was going to do any damage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of also... like every time Sasuke uses flames, because you know it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Because either it'll totally vaporize the opponent, which never happens in Naruto, or it's going to do absolutely nothing, right? So, yeah, that was just the dragon attack. Summarized.
Yeah. I mean, the fighting in this season also kind of feel uninspired. Uncreative, maybe. But then again, it could be the source material.
Yeah, I would prefer really like fancy real fights, yes, instead of this cowardly jar demon and the other coward as well.
Yeah.
The emotions.
It wasn't a favorite arc in the manga, at least for me. So yeah, could have something to do with that. But I think it's rated the lowest out of every season that Demon Slayer has had.
Oh really?
So yeah, I think so at least.
Yeah, well, might be because you saw like they displayed all the upper five, right, and then. They send the most decrepit shell, like absolute bottom of the barrel dregs at us instead of the three top demons that are much cooler, right? So,
yeah.
They teased us, but then, us, again, but then gonna... we got Jar Demon instead.
I think if we're gonna go a little ahead, I think the Infinity Castle arc is gonna, it's gonna blow some lines. It's gonna break some records for ratings or something.
Well, that's nice. By the way, what was that? What they were hinting at, that they'd found a cure for demon thing in Nezuko's blood?
Yeah, I mean the abilities of Muzan is that he can. He can absorb other demons to gain traits they have. So he can absorb Nezuko to get her sun walking ability.
Well, I'm going to spoil something that I don't even know. But spoilers, it's probably not going to be that easy for him when that happens.
Yeah, and that's why the Hashira training arc is coming up.
All right.
They're going to train everyone to... protect. Yeah.
Well, it seems like they finally are capable of protecting, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. What else? I mean,
I mean Nezuko, do you have a favorite scene?
Oh,
yeah.
I actually liked the Love Hashira's dialogue in general, because there's something about how smoothly she talks,
yeah,
and how she talks about like her life and trying to find a husband, and how that all turns very comical.
Yeah, and also love the interactions between her and Tanjiro, where he's kind of aware of things falling out of their place. So he seems very protective of that.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds like an even more energetic Nadeshiko from Eurocamp.
Yeah, actually.
But of course, the voice actor is
much older. It all comes back to it all comes back to Eurocamp with us.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Kana Hanasawa, so she's my, like, I think the most famous voice actress in Japan, probably.
Yeah.
Her or Yuki Aoi, I think, or whatever she's called. yeah. I mean, but that aside, stellar voice work all around, I think. Even the annoying kid swordsmith.
Kotetsu.
Yes.
Or the muscle Tanjiro
swordsmith. Not him.
No. No.
Yeah, I always thought he was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
But apparently he was only 50 or something. 40, 50, maybe.
He's 25 or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think so.
I thought the twist also, it was a nice twist that it was his fault that the sword kept breaking.
Yeah.
But that was what the elder seems to believe and everyone else seems to believe. And I can see both sides in that one, I think. Yeah. If he had made a better sword, it wouldn't have broken.
There was also when the manga was coming out regularly, when this arc was being published, when you see the mask uncover his face and the hair, he has the same hairstyle as the Water Hashira, Io or something. So there was all the kinds of conspiracy about if they're brothers or something, but I just think there hasn't been any mention of it in the manga at all. So yeah. So my favorite scene, perhaps something to do with how I love the samurai and the samurai way, or something like that. When Tanjiro and Tokito is bonding together, he has his sword in the on the left side of him, and that means it's not safe. If he has it on the right, it means it's a safe place and environment. I think that's kind of neat that they showcased that for us katana freaks.
Wow, what a nerd.
yeah
sure. And he's not like Rurouni Kenshin, where he has a sword that can only has the sharp edge on the wrong side or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
All right, then.
Creator is involved in some shady...
Yeah, I've heard.
So, favorite fight of the two?
I think there was some kind of a flashback, right? Where there was some fights, and there was also like the fight with his doll or whatever, his automated five-handed. I like the progression of that, even though the outcome was kind of inevitable. Started off very slow, very pathetic, and then he gradually got better. And I also liked the oxygen transfer in the water trap.
Yeah, but it's apart from smart. That,
I don't really rate the rest of the jar fights, because I mean, there was just one weirdo there sharpening the swords, and everyone else was just like trying to. Mess with him, so yeah.
It's kind of cool how we felt the swordsmith's focus was almost damaging to his pride as a killer or something.
Yeah, it was like with this weirdo artist type, right? They're always like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, and this was apparently, he wasn't even done with one layer of sharpening.
No.
Because it apparently took 3 days.
And it's kind of exciting for how strong Tanjiro's gonna get when the sword is done, maybe.
Okay, so he didn't get the sword then, did he? Or, well,
I don't think so. Or perhaps he stayed there 2-3 days more.
Okay.
Take the swords with him. I can't really remember.
But what was that about the sword guard from Aniki, from Big Bro? He didn't use it, right?
I think he used it. I'm really unsure now. But maybe because Kotetsu has it, and that's what stopped the killing blow in his solar plexus.
Yeah. And also, I mean, shouldn't Musan know where this village is now? Why aren't they moving?
I can tell you that, but it would be...
Yeah, but it's so stupid that they're not moving now, because... Yeah, keep the sword safe, right?
I mean, we get some hints towards the end how...
I guess it's not relevant for Musan anymore.
No.
So, yeah, that's fair, but and I mean...
Musan's only dream for 10,000 years. I think it's that old or something like that. His dream has been to walk in the sun, as with all vampires or... those types of stories, walking in the sun is the
way. Didn't we see Musan's backstory though?
Yeah,
that's not 10,000 years ago. Really?
Maybe 1,000. Maybe 1,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I might be.
You know what was here 10,000? Oh, maybe 11,000 years ago. It was an ice age.
I mean, it might be the oldest currently demon is Tamiyo, and she's 500 years old.
That's pretty cool.
The researcher girl who left the Musan.
Yeah.
And then I think number one, Kokushibo, he is 480 years old. And the rest I don't.
Yeah, it's weird they harp on about this hierarchy. I should think they should find it out. Really find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do occasionally. And Akasa has been trying to climb up to rank number one, even though we unsuccessful.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's because he's too honest of a fighter, but... That probably doesn't apply for number two and number one as well, because they're probably quite honest in their fighting style as well.
No, they're not. At least number two. I hate that guy. No, Akasa has a very big flaw or weakness that's gonna be mentioned later on. So, yeah. Look forward to that. I'm not gonna say what it is. It has something to do with his backstory, and as usual,
he have a little sister complex? Ew.
I mean, as usual, you know, with Demon Slayer, his backstory has everything to do with what they're weak to, or what they're afraid of, or what's the biggest fear, maybe. So,
yeah, sure. Because in Demon Slayer, it's not enough that the parents die. Your siblings have to die as well sometime later for it to really hit home.
Yeah.
And that's going to make you either hate all humans or it's going to make you hate all demons. So, yeah. One of two paths.
Yeah. Totally. I think... probably has many more sad backstories to go before we're done with the story. Then again, Genya and his brother was pretty sad how the mother killed all the siblings. And Genya thought the brother killed his mother when she's not was a demon or something at first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just sad, typical sad Demon Slayer story.
Yeah.
So, by the way, another a little issue. Why did they need to blindfold him going out of Swordsmith Village? That seems kind
Yeah,
of pointless
it's
now.
pointless now, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think he'd even do that to the Hashiras, so. Or maybe they do.
Probably not. No, because you see Mitsuri is coming back to help them because she has left the village.
Yeah. Yeah,
So she didn't have any one to guide her from the village.
interesting, interesting. But I do like all the respect they're showing him now, though. When he
Yeah.
cuts off that head. No, he actually stabs the heart, right? He doesn't cut off the head. I
Yeah, it's
actually can't
the
remember. But anyway, yeah, they
tongue. It's the tongue.
okay.
Yeah, because they have their emotion mark on their tongue. So, yeah.
Yeah, they even use his last name, I think, and then they add like a honorific title to the end. So yeah.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Yes, you just have to know that he's gonna succeed in life now.
If you go to England, you could buy a Lord title for $100.
No, you know you can't do that. That's fake.
No, it's true.
No, it's
I've
fake.
seen it.
It's not real. I don't think even the land you buy is real, so.
Okay, so I've been
Yeah,
scammed.
I think
Okay,
it's
yeah.
all fake. But yeah, it's a cool thing to have, a plaque or whatever, but yeah, I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
So yeah. Finally, it's nice that he gets some recognition. So maybe, who was the scathing critic last time? The snake guy?
The snake guy.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets to fight some really unpleasant demon soon. Is
Yeah.
he, by the way, in is that a couple with the Love Hashira?
Yeah, might be.
Interesting,
Might
interesting.
be. Yeah.
Though actually I don't know how old any of these people are, so.
No, it's kind of hard to gauge their age.
Though
Yeah, it's
some people
just
have three wives apparently, so yeah, I guess that's fine.
yeah. We talked a lot about that in our season 2 review. If you missed that, you should go and hear it.
So yeah.
So, what's your rating of the season 3?
I thought it was actually oh, is this season three? That's interesting. I didn't actually know what number this would be. Okay. I thought it was very easy to watch because there was constant action. But I mean, as a continuation of the story, it's probably fine. It should probably be like an eight, maybe. I think it's better to actually review this as a whole when everything is done. But when they chop it up into seasons like this, I guess we have to rate every individual season.
Well, it's an 8 for me too. I think maybe I've given the last 2 seasons 9. So, yeah. It's gone down in my opinion. A lot of it has to do with the CGI that they continue using. Also, it wasn't a strong source material to use. It was a build up to something even greater to season 4 maybe. And I just feel like the inner dialogue of Tanjiro is getting boring. We've talked about that in season two also. Maybe yeah. Season one also.
I do like the effect he has on people though. Like Genja, yeah. Like Bushiro?
Bushiro, Tokito.
Tokito, yeah. I like the effect he has on them. He's much cooler in the eyes of everyone else than he is when he's on his own, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean that was pretty great. And it's a standout moment of the show, maybe. How Tokito or Muichiro is in the water prison and Tanjiro is on his mind.
You were always on like my that. Mind.
Yeah. Not a singing podcast, no.
No, definitely not.
The only time we have sung on the podcast may be Whisper of the Heart.
Oh, yes. Perhaps. The good old Concrete Roads.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Yes.
Yeah,
we were talking rating, and yes, but I sincerely hope we can rate this when it's done, and it's probably going to be a 8 or a 9 around there, I think. Probably what it deserves. I mean, it's a long-running product that has been solid throughout the entire thing, and even though the end might go to shit, it might be great, I think it probably will still deserve an 8 or a 9. It's my guess.
I think the if I count the second read-through, I would give it a 9. The first, I would give it an 8. Totally. So yeah.
I'm gonna say though, the fandom for Demon Slayer isn't really that great.
There are no darling weirdos.
But I don't think that big a following for Darling in the Franxx, right?
No, but I mean the craziness of the Darling in the Franxx audience. How they were gonna death threats to Ichigo's voice actors for. Yeah, the things. I mean, totally nuts.
Yeah. I think there's some like weirdo cult following for Maid Dragon as well, regrettably. And I really like Maid Dragon, so it's a shame. But yeah. We're not interested in ripping on fandoms. There's a lot of really good fans out there. That's our. Yeah. Dedicated and passionate for the appropriate things instead of focusing on like every tiny detail and making it like weird or political or whatever. So yeah,
I mean I do really enjoy the Hunter x Hunter fandom.
Isn't that like a very snobbish fandom though? I kind of feel like I cringe a little at the snobbiness of some of our fellow fans.
Yeah, I mean they're debating if they're gonna include the Don Freaks in the top one of the strongest characters ever lived in the universe.
Weird power rankings, yes, sure.
Yeah, I mean Hunter x Hunter has probably, I mean, you have so much featless people that have been mentioned in Don Freak's books and Soldic's family and everything, Maha and everyone. You can't really rate. Well, you can't, but yeah. I don't think we're ever going to see where Hunter x Hunter is going.
Yes, and if we ever see that, it could always get bigger, right? We can always just expand the universe and say, well, there's something outside of this continent that's even more powerful.
Yeah. Horribly done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
all right then. Demon Slayer.
I mean, we should be doing a Chimera Antarc season, really. Podcast.
Sure. We could do that. We could progress just as at the same pace as the fights. Maybe like 20 minutes per second that ticks by in that palace as they attack. So sure, that's going to be a long podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, look forward to it. It will come soon in 2024.
25, yeah, maybe 26. We should do it before the next season of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Have something to aim for. Do you know when it's going to release, by the way?
I don't think they have... scheduled it yet.
But they've probably started because they've been very consistent in this release thing, right?
Yeah, I think they've maybe not started for this Hashira training arc. It's going to be pretty easy to animate 2-3 episodes, maybe.
Yeah, I really don't actually know the most important holidays in Japan, but they probably have like a schedule for when they're going to release a movie, and there's probably going to be like the following arc coming right after, I would guess. Yeah. So, you know any drama though? Everything is going smoothly in the studio?
Yeah, I mean... The talk of the town is they're saving up for season 4. They didn't have the heavy hitters on the season 3 for Demon Slayer. That's the thing that's going on the forums, at least.
That's quite interesting.
So they're gonna have their big guns out for season 4, and if they do, I think it's going to break at least the top 5 best seasons ever.
There's going to have one guy just to animate like the texture patch on Tanjiro's head as it evolves. As it goes from a scar to a mark to a scar to a... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one thing we didn't really talk about... Tanjiro using Zenitsu's breeding or skills.
Yes, that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
But I think that was hinted, right? That he would be able to control all the elements. He is the avatar, basically.
Because he has the sun breeding, the origin of every breeding technique. So, yeah. But it was quite good how they handle it.
Yeah, but he always goes back to his signature move, though, even though he apparently knows all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he can apparently break the dimensions of time and space to save someone, so yeah. Hopefully the stakes gets a little higher.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be awesome to see, to finally see the next arcs coming through. This season is also weak in manga format, so yeah. In my opinion,
I hope the guy, you know, the guy, the blind guy who gets progressively more blind, the leader of the Demon Slayers. I hope he disappears soon.
Okay.
He has to succumb to his illness soon, right? He doesn't have any face left.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
And it doesn't really seem like he's making like important decisions. He's just there and everyone respects him, right? Probably because he has money.
I don't think he has that much money, but...
Really?
They've always been in charge of... I'm not going to say anything because it's too big of a spoiler to let out.
So yeah, I think he talked about like how Musan was like a blight on his family, so he's probably related, right?
I plead the fifth.
Well, he said so, so I can assume, right? Interesting. Yeah,
just assume.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't look that old, actually, so it's not that weird that he and his wife goes around searching for kids.
No.
To put it bluntly, yeah.
I mean the family has been doing it for thousands of years, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's a satanic cult. Maybe we are the bad guys. The demon slayers are the bad guys all along. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why we have Nezuko here, to give us the demon perspective, right? So in the end, yeah, everyone turns on Nezuko, and then Tanjiro kills them all. Yes, this is going to be great. I can already see it.
Okay, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's going to be The Last of Us all over again. Would you save humanity for this one girl?
No.
I wouldn't. In The Last of Us is a very flawed proposition, because you don't even know that you would save anyone, and yeah. But anyway, anything we've neglected to talk about?
Probably a million things. Power of friendships, yeah.
Really? Because they're not there, though. They're not there, no. And he's doing fine. He's stronger than ever. We don't even know what they've been doing.
I mean, the only thing we haven't talked about is how the Jar Demon is related to Junji Ito. He had a manga or a series called Gyo, and Gyoku is his name, and he summons fish, and the manga was about the fish gaining legs and spreading on the local island, taking it over.
Yeah.
It's an awesome series. So if you like the CGI fish, you should read it.
All right then. That put me on a train of thought, but I probably lost it again.
Yeah.
I was gonna make a joke about him being related to the genie in Aladdin, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Will Smith, yeah.
No, not that one. Robin Williams, right? Or maybe not.
Yeah, I think
Robin Williams is... No, maybe not. Ah, I'm not gonna say things I don't even know. Anyway.
Well, you can follow us on the Casual Anime Pod on Twitter. Casual Anime Podcast on every podcast app, iTunes, Podcast Addict, Stitcher. Also, we're on SoundCloud. You can send us a message at our Twitter. That's the main source of contact we have. Or our Gmail, casualanimepodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, just shoot us a message and we'll answer it.
Yes, and address them there, Kashtan, because he's probably the one answering it. But anyway.
Yeah.
thanks as always for listening, and until next time.
Goodbye.